Chametz. Chametz is Moksa. And even though it's a Drabanan, we understood Taisus that the Rabbanan were Rabbanan said that even if it's a Chametz, they were not with Divarayan. We said that Taisus is good, which is Shita Sai, that this Shita comes out good, like Shita Taisus, Achav Tassam is best. Because what does Taisus say? What's a Moksa you can't burn? The answer is that she's a Taisus, that you're not over by your Rabbi Yamasa. Taisus Shita is Hamasha Chavitz Amanasu Vahara. If you hold on to Chavitz with the intent of burning him, you're not over by your Rabbi Yamasa. So the Shita Taisus is very good that you don't burn it on Yamsis and you wait for Anti Yamsis. It's not over by your Rabbi anyway, because you're holding the Chavitz Amanasu to burn.
Telling you not to burn the
Amidah, right.
Not
having the Amidah anyway, because you're holding the Chametz in order to burn. If you drop on it, so Chazal said, what is more important than the strong Chametz?
According to
this,
you find it's the last day.
If you also speak to the bits,
you're
right, but in the Bakal there, in that case, in the Bakal there, I would fish for you too.
But
you're not even
by your
own.
What? You're
holding it to the point. So. But you're not even by your own. But you can't say you're mechanic for speech. And on that, we ask the Kasha, why don't you burn it to the Kaimai? Why don't you bring the fire to the Chametz? Burn it to the Kaimai? So we answered, this is based on Lady Teretz. Even burning Chametz in the Chaimai is a type of Shimush Chametz, which needs to be well defined, but the Talevi said that burning Chametz in the Chaimai is also Asa Mishra Moksa, it's also doing something to the Moksa, changing the Moksa. And that's also Asa Mishra Moksa. So that's the second sheet, the sheet of Taisus. We described it last, the Beit HaLevi, I think I spoke out the whole Beit HaLevi. But that was the bottom line, Beit HaLevi. Third sheet, which I believe we called the sheet of Bukhubesa, so the Kesef Mishnah, or both, it is both, I don't remember what name we gave it last time. But the sheet of Bukhubesa and the Kesef Mishnah hold that burning Chametz is also because of the Yissa Havara. Kesef Mishnah saying in the Rambam, should be the Rambam Shita, that's an Isra of burning. Burning is a Malacha Deraisa, and you're not allowed to burn the Chametz on Yom Tov, even though you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov. That's only the Tzarech Hayayim. That's only things you need that day. Chametz, which you could have burned yesterday, so it's not a Tzarech Hayayim. It's an Isra Havara on burning the Chametz on Yom Tov, and that was the third. The three sheets that we went through. Obviously, the other Rishonim will disagree. They'll hold that this is a Tzarech Hayayim. Because, well, Tzarechei Mitzvah, that's what I mentioned to you, Mechem B'loi L'Gvaya, is Memayit Sam Tzarechei Mitzvah. Even though Mitzvah Hayayim is Mutter, we said from Shaifer and Lubit, you're allowed to do a Malacha for Mitzvah Hayayim, but a Mitzvah that was yesterday's Mitzvah and it didn't get done, so that's not enough of a tzairich on Yom Tov. I think an example would be a bris milah shloi bezmana. Even though the malacha of shkita is making chabura is mutar on Yom Tov, so you think you could do bris milah, but bris milah shloi bezmana, it's not a mitzvah tayyayim, it's not a mitzvah just five to a day, it's yesterday's mitzvah. So that we don't do on Yom
Tov.
Well, the mitzvah says that the shpisa was just all 7 days, it's just not. That's possible. So if you hold the shpisa burning, it's not possible on the first day. You're getting at it. First day you can't burn. It's true. It might be true that if you make chametz today, it's this. But chametz is yesterday. You should have destroyed it yesterday, and it's a defaultness. But mitzvah is also mitzvah shloim mana. Mitzvah shloim mana is also mitzvah do today. Just I should have done it yesterday. So these are the three sheetahs, which I hope we'll have chazara soon, and you'll go over with greater in greater depth. But to know the basic sheetahs, we just ran through the Sheetus, the Tashna. Tysus Kaifalokli, Adam Tysus. It looks like an innocence of Tysus, only 4 lines long, but I discovered, I learned the Tysus, I discovered at least two parts of Tysus, fellows of the Shia are different than I did. So let's learn the Tysus, and I'll just mention to you the different ways of learning. Kaifal of Kleez of Tysus. I forgot the equal about the other, the Parakira. A Kli Nithil, Elo Vadavar HaNithil. We pass him this way. You're not allowed to handle a Kli only with Davar HaNithil. What this means in practical terms, let's say, you left your tape recorder on the porch. You have a porch, and on Shabbos you were out listening to a tape. Now it's Shabbos, and it looks like it's going to rain. So the tape recorder is booked, so you can't bring it in. So what you figure you'll do instead is to take out a, because of a Kli, right? Take out a, something that's not mostly, if I got a plastic bag in here or a plastic tablecloth, and you spread it out over the tape recorder so that it doesn't get ruined by the rain. So that's awesome because of this halacha. Ain Kli Nithil, Elo L'tzarav Davar HaNithil. You can only handle a plastic tablecloth for the purpose of a Davar HaNithil, for something that's worth it. If you have outside boxes of food and you're afraid the rain will destroy it, so you're allowed to spread the plastic tablecloth. You have your table on in the sukkah, you can spread a plastic over. You have chairs, you can spread a plastic over. Chairs, tables, these are davar hanitl. You can spread something out. But if you have a davar muktzah, it's also to be metakel, a non-muktzah thing if you're handling it in order to protect a davar hanitl. Yeah. To move. If you have, but you why are you being metalful to Davar HaMutter? For what purpose?
Well, obviously,
then that's a problem. I mean, once you're covering the food that's mutter, you'll be allowed to cover it. Is that what you mean? Once, it's true. Once you cover it, if it doesn't involve bigger dildo, just when you spread it out, you make sure to spread out on both. If you can cover the food, we have the tablecloth in one shot, and the tablecloth in one shot. Yes, you can't dock or move the food to the tablecloth to create the heter because then you metopple the food for the purposes of the davar mukta. That would still be a problem. It's a trick to you want to do a trick in order to make it. That's what Pasha is talking about. The Gemara in Beya says that water was dripping in and ruining a rechayim, ruining a mill in Abaya's house. It was leaking his roof and it was ruining a mill. You want to know, they could have put a bucket there to catch the water. So Pasha is also, you're carrying the bucket with the mill. So his Rebbe, Rabba, told Abaya, move your bed into that room and go to sleep there. And once you'll be going to sleep there, you'll have a heter of grav shalei. You'll be allowed to catch the water in a bucket because you don't want the floor to be muddy. You'll have a heter. So the Gemara says, when Rabba told the Tabaya, Abaya started clearing if it's a good heter or not. And Adahachi, while he was clearing, the whole mill collapsed from the water on it. So he said he deserved it, and it's, you know, his Rebbe told him something, they should have just listened to him, and then Shara's life. So it is a heter. There is a heter to create a grav shalei. There are certain cases where it's mutter. But stam to be metaklum solely for the if you would have a benefit by moving it next to the tape recorder, it would be okay. You could create a benefit when it's there. But stam is you can't be metaklum davar mukta for a davar anyway. And back to the Gemara, back to Tysus.
The water mukta.
It's the water mukta.
Depends
on what is usable. It can be considered water usable. Look, we pass in that water is not nylite. It rains on Yom Kippur, it smells for that matter, snow is not nylite either. Shall the Gemara, we pass it, it's not nylite. But it depends if it's usable. If it's realistic that it's, people would use it. I think today people would use it. Okay. What? Sadat's book is that it's nylite, it's created on Yom Kippur. It didn't exist before, it didn't exist that much.
When
it rains?
Yes.
Well, everything so everything in the Bria, nothing in the Bria is new.
Right?
There's nothing new in Bria. It's It just gets reformed. The atoms get reformed. Nothing gets... You can't create, right? At any rate, back to things. Kavod is a kli. Avodat b'iko v'agyel perakira ein kli nitzel el v'davar nitzel. So, it's a chesed. How can you take a keli in order to... Even if you take a keli, meaning, what do you take a keli? You take a place, a tablecloth to cover the chametz, or a cover to cover the chametz. Still, it should be awesome. Ikulpe, b'tzorach l'makayne. The teretz is... B'tzorach l'makayne. What do those words mean? So, like I said, I had two pshatim. So how did you understand? Anybody want to volunteer? So let's talk about what it means. I want to cover the chametz with a ball. So I'm not allowed to. I'm not to pick up the ball. Let's cover the chametz. But let's say I pick up the ball for a different purpose. The stuff I'm a kind of with a ball. I'm cleaning up the table. So I'm a kind of. I pick up the ball. So once I picked up the bowl, I can already take it to the chametz and put it on top of the chametz. That's what you understand, Tosfos? If it's true, we have a great answer. You have your tape recorder on the porch. So you're not allowed to take something to put on top of it. But if you already picked up something, let's say you were in the middle of making the beds and you picked up a cover, so you can take the cover's not going to help in the rain, but you already picked up a bowl, or you already picked up a plastic tablecloth. So once you're holding it in your hand already, then you can take it out and cover the cable.
You can say
it. It's definitely in the same
place. But you can put it in the face of the cover too, and if you're not going to cover it, you're not going to be able to eat
that. Or you could learn, take the tzorach l'makayne means something else. It means you need the market where the cover is. Why do you want to cover the cover? Because you have a problem, you're really not supposed to be in the room where the chametz is, Shaniyah Lailah. And you need the room where the chametz is. So tzorach l'makayne means you're allowed to handle the keli in order to cover the chametz, because you're not handling the keli for the purpose of the chametz. You're handling the keli for the purpose of the makom. You want to be able to use the room. And if chametz is there, you're not supposed to be in the room. So remember, that's why you have to cover it. Second way to understand that. What? We'll get to it in a minute. But first, this terrace. I mean, did anybody who understood this two ways? We can say second terrace in a second. But you understood the first way or the second way? What? The second way is more posh. Yeah, okay.
No, posh is so much of that. It's like you have to create a case that happened beforehand. You have to
pick up. The first case is a bit of a dark case because you have to wait until someone's going to sleep and he finds chametz. See, he had a cover. I mean, but you know, he's in a situation where he doesn't have, he's on his way out to shul. And you know it's a chametz. So, according to the first pshat, you can't cover the chametz. So you take your hat and you just cover the chametz. You have to take something you're handling anyway. You have to have a hasimta. I don't know if you understood the first way or the second way. What's pshat and taisa? What? You understood the first way. You have to really be planning to use it. Okay. First shot was Makayme means Makayme Shalakeli. Second shot, Makayme is Makayme Shalachamis. So who understood the first way? I'm curious. The first way is that one Makayme. And who understood the second way? So tell me the other shot that everyone else understood. Okay, I understood that the first way. Shot from Makayme means he needs the makim of the keli. He needs the keli, so I'm going to come and then he's the top. So I don't know. I'm not sure which is the correct pshat. You said you found other pshat in which pshat?
No, it's the
pshat. So it's the which way? That
you need the keli.
That you need the keli, the hand to okay. Okay. So that in this pshat, he has to denying that he has to wait until he finds the keli that he needs. The Kaylee, yeah. Somebody pointed that out. We're not really sure who wrote the Dibur HaMaskol. The Taisus of Princess. I'm not sure.
But
the second shot is that if you need, not necessarily the inch that the thumb is sitting on, but you want to do things around there. Well, we really said that, the stipler said that according to Taisa Shita, Kachmoda Sakri, Tati, you can't use, you're not supposed to be in the room. But it's not room. Right, that. The shot is you have to wait until you're handling the keli anyway, for its own purpose. And once you're handling it anyway, then you can do it. So you take a drink anyway. Okay. So yes, he's just the daichik in that is just a tzarach with gufay ayom kaimai. So it's a little bit of a problem. So yeah, the way you like is about that tzarach with kaimai, tzarach with gufay ayom kaimai.
How come that the answer is not the keli, and then you just go
So Makaymai would imply Makaymai Shama Kaili. Yes. So like you have to say, you take a glass, you need it for a drink, you take the drink, you finish the drink. Now you use it.
That's
a very logical answer, because now I'm not handing the Kaili to the Chametz, I'm handing it to me. I want to use the room. In order for me to use the room, I have to put this keli over the chametz. There is, you'll see in a second, and take the second shot. Let's see, take the second shot. Okay, so we're going to take the second shot as well. Inami hacha shari mishum dilma asti lamechle. How do you understand that, guys? Here it's mutter because it's dilma asti lamechle. So you could learn. Yeah, two ways to learn. You could learn dilma asti lamechle means one minute. We're talking about yesterday, right? So you're worried about Enkli Nickel. We're not worried about that. We're worried about yesterday, right? The person's going to eat it. So the yesterday, right? The shash that rice of eating it is more important than the yesterday of Enkli Nickel. And therefore, you're allowed to be eating. And the Ritva says this. Ritva just said it. This chapter is in the Ritva. you could ask some type of service. So I'd like to ask you, what do you mean, don't want to make like, let him move into to someone else's house? Let him move out of the house. Let him move out of the house. Like, if you're afraid don't want to make like, you must have mukta. Let him move in with his in-laws. Let him move in his family. He's the same. And why don't want to make like, is this shot, I don't understand this shot. Why? He's got this locked in the room, he's in jail, he's in that room. If he can't be in the room because don't want to make like, let him lock the door of the room. And let him stay out of the room. Why are we not the book?
It's only stopping
out of the room. Okay, so what the Ritva is saying, and what might be Shana says to do, is that the Chash Tarais is stronger than the Rava. The Chash Tarais. And the Ritva doesn't say it, but I would have understood Taisis. Achashar, which in Dilma Asim Lamechlai means, why are you handling this case? For the purpose of the Chavetz? No. I'm handling the keli because of Dilma Asim Lamechlai. I'm not handling it for the sake of the Chavetz. I want to protect the Chavetz? No. I'm handling the Chavetz because of Dilma Asim Lamechlai. I'm handling the Chavetz because of me. I'm carrying it for me. I don't want to move in with my in-laws. I want to stay here. So I'd rather cover up the Chavetz with a keli. You're going to tell me I'm handling the keli for the Chavetz. I'm handling the keli for the Chavetz. I mean, it can be for me, not for the Chavetz.
It's the same thing as the first one.
Why is that? Well, let's say my tape recorder is on the porch in the rain, so I want to cover it with a piece of paper. So I'm doing it because it's bothering me that I'm losing the value in the tape recorder. It's still to protect, it's like my Chama was there, I'm protecting the tape recorder. Here, I'm not saying the Chavetz, I don't care about the Chavetz. It's because I would like to use the room.
This is what you're saying.
But using a tape recorder is the double author. That means I'm using it for the double author. Of course, I only want to have tape recorder so I can use it. It's different not wanting it than wanting it. Anything that's not double on therefore is when I want the thing that's mukta. I want to protect it. When I'm not interested in the thing that's mukta. I just want to be able to walk into the room. that it's not for the sake of the mukta, it's for the sake of me. For the sake of me not having the mukta. That's not the sake of the mukta. I'd rather the mukta disappear. I'm not hearing this for the sake of the mukta.
This is the second time. So the
I understand. You can argue, you can say, but bottom line, you have to do something to the mukta. This Svara says in Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says this Svara. But unfortunately, he doesn't know that Shan Taisus. He asks, why doesn't Taisus say the Taisus? The Hebrew Taisus like the Rishvah. Taisus Mishum Dilma Akhil Amechon.
He probably heard the first time, also the first time.
Probably.
Well, it's
very similar. Now, what's the second
way of learning
the first time, you say, I need to use place. And the second time, I need to use place. It's similar. It's a similar idea. One is that I need the place, one is that
for
the person.
But you're
both right. You're both. You're not going to have them. So maybe they're not both correct. I don't know. I learned the first way in the first time, and the second way in the second time. That's how I learned Titus initially. You understand the first way, in other words. All right. Fine. You understand the first way. Fine. I have no kindness to anybody. You know, it's your lady hit and mean I have kindness on you. You know, this is too much.
Maybe the Rabbanan says, "Only the Rabbanan." I'm not worried about you, right? So just taking away one. Yeah, I agree. Who the Rabbanan worried about? Because
the Rabbanan was saying the Rabbanan is more important.
It's
no,
right. I mean,
it's right.
It's only the
Rabbanan
will take away that
their Rabbanan. My problem with that is, so why don't you just move out? And you won't be able to. Like, I want to drop on, you have to ready your house.
There's lots of ones who say that that's not going to, like, do something which will make it so
hard. I need Rabbanan. If the person needs to drop on, it can be evidence to drop on to stay in your house. If you have a situation with this group on staying in the house, you have to walk out.
You know, we have a story that there's another button which is maybe there will be this support.
You see, if they contradict each other, I might see you. If you only have to either come to Jobana and Dilma to the main place, or Jobana Mukta, I'm not. Better to be as a Muslim. Okay. But if I have an Aesir, you won't be able to either Jobana. How you have to use that Aesir? But it's a response, so what I'm going to tell you is the mice is, it could be a chance. What's nice about this is that the Beit HaLevi's kashan that we asked, why don't you burn it in the Kaimai? We asked the kashan Beit HaLevi, why don't you burn it in its place? Maram Lublin, which is quoted by the Magen Avraham, in Simin Tav Mevav Magen Avraham Gimel, he said, you know why you can't burn the chametz in Kaimai? In order to burn the chametz in its makim, you have to bring wood. And ain't clean nitzalah, what's our tzavar nitzal? You can't bring the wood.
So
how you can bring the wood?
You
burn the chametz.
You do it for something else.
Can't
imagine.
Can
you do it for something else?
So the question is, why don't you do? Cigarettes not enough to burn fire. You have to bring something else. Can't burn a cookie with fire. What? If it's wood there, or like I was going to say, once I handle the wood, let me bring it there.
You can light
the
candles.
Yeah. So you can do the problem with the Maran Lublin is which teretz of Taisus does he hold up? We now have four teretz of Taisus in the two chapters too. So the Maran Lublin says you're allowed to handle a keli and cover it, but you can't bring wood to cover it. What's the head for, like, what's the difference between a keli and the wood? So if you're allowed to handle the keli, now you're going to bring it, so I can't do the same thing with the wood.
That's not
burning. What? No, I didn't cover it. Instead of covering it, I can either go and get a bowl and cover it, or I get a piece of wood and burn it. Why is it better to use the keli?
How much are you going to go by burning?
Well, if you hold that bar, it's mukta. It's just an iser of mukta. If you hold that bar, it's also you can't burn it with the kaim. It's labeled it. Taisus holds it's a mukta. So if you learn about books, then burn it in Mekaima. You're not learning about books.
Can you understand
what I'm doing? Stam is a Yunama, I handle what I'm doing.
The only reason we're
after
is because of
you want to heat. So if you have a fireplace, you're ready to go to your fireplace. Instead of going to your fireplace, you're going to use fire.
You'll be burning your ring. You're saying that when you master it, no one's going to be master it, no one moves somewhere else.
It could be this comes as a bit of a joke. That a keli, once I'm handling a keli, I can keep on handling it. Once it's in my hand already, I can keep on handling it even if I don't have it. But wood, which is the etzem mukta, there's no such hetzer that once I'm handling it, I could bring it to the place where it goes. Could be that this is a
tariff. Once you're handling a keli, you have one purpose. You're handling the wood.
But let's say I'm handling the wood because I want to light a cigarette, or I want to light a fire under the stove for my eggs. So I want to light the Neres Yontif. So I'm handling the candle. I'm working my candle to light Neres Yontif. I light the Neres Yontif. Now I have a candle in my hand. So why can't I take that candle and go? Yeah. We're saying there's no mitzvah. There's only an issa of mukta. No, the taisa shita is there's no problem of havara. It's our problem. It's a mitzvah. Yeah, it takes the whole of the mitzvah. It's enough of the mitzvah. Just this out mukta.
How about the song? You're
going
to have to carry wood for
the
stove.
And
carry
the cleat.
What can you
carry people? Why don't you have this after once I can? Okay. Because the Baron Rubin doesn't hold a declarative tariff. He gives the same cash as they get a different tariff. So obviously, it doesn't agree. The same course. All right, so I'm going to finish something today.
Are you
allowed
to move the Chamish?
What?
Are you allowed to move the Chamish to your fire?
Move the Chamish? That's just a
mukta. But if you're in
the Chamish, are you allowed to move it? No, that's not a mukta. That's a Taisa.
But I'm saying, let's say when
you're in Chamish, are you allowed to move it? Yeah, Chamish, to destroy it, you're allowed to. The Rifash says, we mentioned yesterday, that's what they handle it. He says, you should take a broom and do it a broom if you ate this time. Now, what?
Some wood,
he says, you can't use that firewood. That I know. No, she can't burn me, and I'll burn me. There's another kasher, but the idea is, why don't you get a goat to burn it? I mean, so most of us would do, if we start coming to the house, you think, oh, you could get a goat. For cashier. Why do we get a guy to bring it? Get a shabby. What? Tell the guy. He's going to say, why are you burning a perfectly good. I actually listen to somebody.
No, you're talking about a spoiler.
Samira Lak, I'm telling the guy. Well, it depends again. The answer is Mr. Mukta. Telling the guy to be either a mukta, so that's a drabbat, it's a two, that's a shvut, and that's mukta tarot. So Kidega says a happy tarot. There must be a better tarot. I shouldn't say better, I don't mean against the Kidega. There must be a different tarot. Also, I only know the Kidega's tarot. Listen to what the Kidega says, Jainus. Kidega says, look, you sound promised and you have no patience. You either buy raw by your mutsai, you're an Ainus, you better go to the demon. You either buy raw by your mutsai. Taste is hard. It's a lot on mythical aspect. The Bayer Rabbi Matzei is a lab which you can fix by doing the mitzvah Sasei of Tashvisi. That's what we see the Eger. If you are going to go tomorrow on Chol Moed and burn it, so you did it, you retain the Asei, and you will enact it, the lab that you were writing. But if you're going to get a great to burn it, Ein Shluchas Lachem, don't say Shluchas Lachem Chol Moed. If a great is going to burn it, so you will not retain the mitzvah Tashvisi. So you enter the lab without being the Nazik last day, without fixing it by doing the assay. So the Kileget says it's better to wait with the Chametz till tomorrow. And you'll be Nazik the lab by being the Kanei Tashbisu. Better than to get a guy and have the guy just destroy it today, and then it'll come out. You either buy a raw and you want to be not Nazik the lab with the assay. We'll get the lab off. We'll be menatik the lab. The chaymer lab will come off of it. That's better. It's a chab, and you can't argue with it. It's a very good svara. Maybe also that would answer why you can just kick it out to the street. If you just kick it out to the street, it's not tashmisi, then destroy it. The nitik would have to be that you somehow destroy it. So.
What about?
Yeah, obviously it's going to shpitzu for kavasa. And it could be on Yom Tov, maybe everyone's made it. I'm not sure, we're going to have to get to that. Maybe it's a parrot. Everyone's made it yet. No, that's fine, no. That's why I'm like, you can bring your dog. Somebody's lucky enough, he has no one in the house, bring your dog to eat it. You can do the kind of tashbiz, it's not shlichus, it's a dog, but it's considered giving it to the dog to eat it, it's considered tashbiz. That's fine, no, no. No, only the dog. What? Instead, once it changes to charcoal, you can use the coal. But you can't have enough in the burning.
If you give it to a baby,
So the kasha is, why when you find chametz in your house on Pesach, don't you need a mechitzas asara? Why is it enough to be a kli? One day, you're not worried about it. For one day, it's enough to be a kli. But if it could be there for 7 days, like the chametz in your house that you sold to the guy, you need a mechitzas asara, and you should remember this, because come Pesach, I have problems every year. All about him, they say, they put my chametz in the corner, and I threw a cover over it. So the chametz guy, where is it? I put it in the corner of the room and I threw a cover over it. Obviously, they don't have a kid, it wouldn't help, right? But that's also done no good. Chametz Shogai, the Beit Yisrael, needs mechitza sasara. It needs a mechitza in front of it. If you put it in a locked box, that could be as good enough. It's the same as looking for the sasara. But it needs something solid about it. The kasha is how you allow to build a mechitza on Yom Tov. Let me go back to something I discussed the first week of the time. Why don't you build? Why is there an issur of building a mechitza in front of it? We said that a mechitza, a temporary wall, you're allowed to build a temporary mechitza if it's not a mechitza hamateres. It's not a mechitza that makes something mutter. Is a wall in front of chametz a mechitza hamateres? So we mentioned that the stifler has the shayla. Are you allowed to live in a house or in a room that has chametz in it? You have to stay out of the room or you're allowed to live in the room. The stifle said Taisa Shita is that you're not allowed to stay in the room. The Rashi Shita, the stifle said, was that you're allowed to be in the room. At least when it's in the bottom, it's not about how much you do it. But Al Kapanim, if you hold, you're not allowed to stay in the room. The Mechitza on that terrace, the Kashi doesn't start. Of course you can't put up a Mechitza. If you hold, you are allowed to stay in the room, then you have to come on to Rashi's terrace, which is that it's a... which is for one day, that's enough to be cut all of the time. Next piece of Gemara. Where's Rashi talking about Arjun? Rashi said, Yiva, who's the man? Why are you actually in the Chitim Shulchan? Yeah, the fact is, no. That's what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, "Can burn it." So Chamisha.
Can't burn a glass house, Rabbi. What do you do with a glass house? It's in your house.
No, but Rashi's kasha is on the case with the Yitzchak. Rashi's asking, "Hayidah la'el." The second line, "Mi hayidah la'el." By Yitzchak, it's we say, "Kli." La'yashalay l'chita. Hayidah la'el. in some way, the comments they said beyond the first word
exactly. That's the
point. So you can might learn why Eshel and Mechitza means you can't burn it. Umishum Chal Yom Mitzvah Yom Mitzvah is clear. It doesn't. I think it was in the Mayad with Manim that there's a Girsa in Rashi, Vayeshlai the Mechitza, Inami, Mishum Chadiyah Mitzvah Yom Mitzvah is clear. Because if you learn Rashi the way you could learn it, Lai Eshalai means, you know how I build a Mechitza, then there's something wrong with Rashi. Lai Eshalai the Mechitza, Mishum Chadiyah Mitzvah Yom Mitzvah is clear. Then even if it's Eshalai the Mechitza. Rashi seems to be saying two things. Lai Eshalai the Mechitza. And now I build a wall, you have
to.
You don't need a wall. But which is the terrace? Is it because you need a wall but you're not allowed to? Or is it that you don't need a wall?
Really
that depends if it's a mechitza or a
terrace. That's actually why you don't need a mechitza by the comments of your own comments. And another one is he's saying, why a paling isn't good for a guy's comments. You have two
passes. No, guy's comments is not chayyayim. Hahidu la'el goes on a yitzchak. Mila, hahidu la'el is going on a yitzchak.
He's saying, why can't you put a paling on a guy's comments? Why don't you put a paling on a guy's comments? So one
parent
says the
Kalim's
restaurant
is good
because it's a whole 7 days.
Yeah, that's not the Lashon of Rashi. The bottom line, the main Nakuda is that there are two Mahalachim. Either you can't build a Mechitza because it's a binder, or because Chagya and Chagya and Chagya. There are definitely two ways to answer the question. Nakamina is, if it's a Mechitza HaMateret, if you hold it, that a Mechitza in front of Chavis is a Mechitza HaMateret, the Mechitza which makes the Buddha to live there, then you're not allowed to build it on Yavta Taka. If you hold that you're allowed to live in a house that has Chavis, you're not allowed to Chavis. So then building a Mechitza would be Mutter, then it wouldn't be a Mechitza HaMateret. Building a Mechitza would be Mutter. You have to come on to Bishum Chagyam and Sagla Batirko. Lamaisa in Rashi, however you fit in the Lashon of Rashi, which we could argue about, Lamaisa, there are two ways of answering the questions. And they're totally in that stifler that I mentioned the first week, that whether you're allowed to live in a place where Chametz is, and probably that is the question of whether this is a Mechitza HaMateret or not.
You
want
to live in
the places, second way. It's why. Yeah, in other words, when we were talking about Taisus, we were assuming you're not allowed to live there. Because the stifler said that Taisus Shita. That was Taka said on Beis Medrash, that Taisus Shita is that you're not allowed to live in a place. Back to the Gemara. This sugya really deserves its own arichus, but we're going to try to condense the discussion here. The shayla is somebody who's going away from home 30 days before Yom Kippur. If it's more than 30 days, ein zakat levar, tav shashim ein zakat levar. So the Gemara took shot, the Mabai and Rava. Because we pass like Rava, we'll spend time on Rava's chat. So Amr Abaya learned how the Amr Tesh Lashim Yen Zaf Lavan Lo Yom Nosh Adai Te Laza Abalei Dai Te Laza Ein Zaf Lavan. Abaya holds, look, if you're not going to be home, what's the big deal? Just do Bittl, no problem. Even Tesh Lashim, what's the big deal? Ein Zaf Lavan, we don't have to worry about it. So Rava tells him that Amalei Rava, he died to Lazar, after Lomar Shoshananai. Why does that figure out? That Daitai Lazar, so only Tesh Lashim he needs to do beer. Even Kaidim Shlashim, even Rosh Hashanah also. Fe'el Amara, Hada Amri, he says like this. Now listen carefully, this is the way we pass. Hada Amri, Kaidim Shlashim Yayin, Ein Zakut Lavar. Lo'i Amran, El Rosh Ha'in Daitai Lazar. Abel Daitai Lazar, Asulim Rosh Hashanah Zakut Lavar. Let's just think for a minute. Shut up Rava for a minute. Just think of our own story. Somebody, if there was no such gemara, and someone told you, I'm leaving my house, I'm going for a trip, what do I do with the chametz in my house? What would you tell them? How would you say pasha? So what would you ask? Let's say one thing at a time. Let's say I'm not coming back. I'm not coming back till after Pesach. So you would tell him, what?
So good.
You tell him to sell it? Was it bigger enough? Bigger enough? And that's really the issue. This Gemara is all about is bigger enough. There's no habanina. That you don't do beer and you don't do bigger. What?